From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A massive manhunt continues in Germany and across Europe for the chief suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. 12 people were killed, dozens more injured when a driver plowed a large truck into a crowd of holiday shoppers. Authorities are searching for a 24-year-old Tunisian national. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack, but it's unclear if the suspect had been in touch with the terror group. Final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after a day delayed. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General says evacuations took place under less than ideal conditions.
Protection of civilians leaving these areas remains the biggest concern. The process for evacuation was traumatic, with crowding and vulnerable people waiting for hours and exposed to sub-zero temperatures.
The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave two villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of the explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 and injured dozens more near Mexico City. Forensic experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify burned remains. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mr. Erdogan has also blamed Gulen for July's failed coup in Turkey. Gulen condemned the attack early this week. The United States has rejected as absolutely ridiculous suggestions that it was involved in or supported the assassination because of Gulen's presence in the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met the heads of two major airplane builders vowing to bring down the cost of multi-billion-dollar government defense contracts. The chief executive officers of Boeing and Lockheed Martin, along with several generals and admirals, met with Trump Wednesday. Trump also said on Wednesday that the attacks in Europe this week proved that he is right about his plans to institute tough screening for Muslims attempting to enter the U.S. He spoke to reporters at his Florida estate, where he's continuing to interview candidates to fill key positions in his administration. Amid ongoing accusations that Russia attempted to influence and subvert the U.S. election, Europe is bracing for a similar operation by Moscow before a series of elections, including a vote in Germany in 2017. Henry Ridgewell reports.
As the chief European architect of sanctions against Russia, analysts say German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the European leader Moscow would most like to see voted out of power.
Dazu müssen wir auch die Menschen sehr informieren.
In a speech this month, Merkel warned of the dangers of external attempts to hack the election, adding that German leaders must inform people and express their political convictions clearly. The Chancellor is running for a fourth term in power, but she does have an Achilles heel. Nearly a million migrants arrived in Germany in 2015, and analysts say Russia will likely use this to try to whip up anti-immigrant feeling. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. A court ruled that he should stay in power until elections, which the ruling party has set for 2018. Opposition demonstrators are demanding Mr. Kabila step down. A group of Roman Catholic bishops brokering talks between the opposition and ruling party are calling for an agreement between the sides by Sunday. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.